the Eric in the Morning podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Yeah, it was one more time. You might remember yesterday, Violetta asked a question about her friend getting engaged and the guy hitting his knee and putting a towel down first before he went down on one knee.
Yeah, and he was on grass, so I thought that that was strange.
Yeah, I think he put a towel down on grass before you put it down on cement.
Really?
Grass stains. Wet ground. You get up, you got a wet knee.
Good point.
Yeah.
I
Although
guess.
The ground isn't really that wet
knee.
Right now.
And he was wearing shorts, right?
Yeah, that's true. This one comes to us from Melissa, who wants to know something about Violetta's question.
Oh.
Hey, Eric. It's Melissa.
I'm nervous.
After Violetta's hey, I was wondering question, is it weird to put a towel down on one knee to propose? Or as Violetta said, purpose.
Yes, I just incorrectly spelled that.
Purpose. Do most guys get on one knee to do that? Like, seriously, they do that? Or was that an anomaly? I was only asked once, and he just gave me the ring in desperation because I had broken up with him. Please advice.
Did I say that?
Yeah, please advice.
Come on.
We need some...
as opposed to advise.
Some kind of proofreaders or something on these.
Both of you need to proofread each other's.
We proof each other's. That's why it
doesn't
work.
Please advise me.
Melissa,
I think it is pretty standard operating procedure. Your standard 32-year-old male is going to grab a knee if he's going to ask somebody to marry him.
That's just, I mean, is it a proposal without going down on your knee?
I feel like, yeah, that's almost a requirement.
Well, that's just it. I mean, I'm wondering
if there
are some...
I've asked twice and hit a knee both times.
You did?
Yeah.
And but when he asked me, he didn't do that.
Well,
you know?
It was out of desperation, like you said.
It was, and then...
Even then, it would have had more impact had he grabbed a knee.
Right. And I do see some posted online, you know, because they'll catch the moment and that kind of thing. But I'm wondering, like, does everybody still do that? You know, I know it's old-fashioned. And
I don't even think it's old-fashioned.
Well, I think it's so cute you have to do it. But I do have a friend that he didn't even ask her anything. He set up all these roses at the house, put the ring on the counter around the roses and the roses around
and
it.
Left for Tennessee.
No, and then he just sat there. And I'm like, okay, so then what'd he say? She's like, and he didn't say anything. Didn't get down on one knee. Mm-hmm. Didn't even say the words, will you marry me? Like,
well,
that's
that
not
really
a proposal.
Isn't even a proposal.
Well, but they're married now. So.
Nobody asked anybody anything. That was just the,
I know, right?
The giving of a ring. And
so
then
strange.
Watching TV. Like, Whip, did you get down on one knee?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was there anything
it's automatic,
it
right? It's automatic.
Like, my son has already said to me, he goes, if that day ever comes, I get a knee. I'm like, oh, yeah, you get a knee.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you absolutely do.
Yeah.
Do not even think about doing that without getting a knee.
I just wonder if there are some guys other than that guy who didn't, you know, if they just, some guys are just like, I'm not doing it. You know?
Exceptions to every rule.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, I don't know, 312-233-1019. Let's just do a mini poll again today.
Okay.
All right, a mini poll. Let's take, take five, Swanee. 5, 10, 30. How many calls do we have?
5.
Swanee wants 5. He's working on something. Swanee wants 5. 5 calls. This is a hot button, Melissa, and the hot button's going one way. We just had every single phone line explode.
Wow. Whoa.
All 5, including 4 guys.
Okay.
Said what, Eric, about hitting a knee when you propose?
Absolutely.
It's a big deal.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you?
I did. Actually, on a boat in northern Wisconsin back in 2013.
There you go.
Oh,
that was a good year back there.
Can I ask your opinion on something else? If somebody was, say they got married at 25 and it didn't work out, so they got divorced and then remarried at like 38 or something, would they drop a knee on the second time?
I think they should, yeah.
Yeah,
if they
would agree.
Truly love the person, I think they should.
Wedding equal knee drop.
I just love how specific that was.
Even if you do it at 65. Yeah. Like, for example, I'm guessing if Violetta gets proposed to and the guy doesn't hit a knee, she doesn't even respond until he does.
Oh. I just think it's like the respectable thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I like the old school tradition of it. Like, it's just the way you're supposed to propose.
There we go. Yeah, all 5. Hold on, Eric. We have a prize for you. All 5 said big deal. And 4 of the 5 were guys.
Wow, that's that's pretty cool.
A lot of people have immediately said, you know what she smells like.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what she smells like. 312-233-1019. Dua Lipa says that she just worked with Miley Cyrus, and Miley Cyrus smells like a sexy, glittery rock star.
Yeah.
Melissa smells like what? Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey.
What do you think Melissa smells like?
Cheese Whiz.
Cheese Whiz.
Oh, my God.
All right. Cheese Whiz is great. Delicious. What do you think Melissa smells like, Corey?
Vicks Vapor Rub.
Oh, I could see
A lozenge.
Yeah.
What does Melissa smell like, John?
Watermelon with floral undertones.
Oh. Watermelon with floral undertones.
Sweet, Sean.
At number three, another John. John, what does Melissa smell like?
Single.
Oh, okay. My God.
All right. You know, I'm getting the smell of single. Number two, Diane, what does Melissa smell like?
The dentist's office.
I love the dentist.
I know
I'll
you
take
do.
It. I do.
Be.
I love getting my teeth cleaned.
That's one of your favorites. And finally, in at number one, of course, what does Melissa smell like, Julie?
A really, really fresh pack of smokes.
Yeah, fresh pack of smokes.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, do you laugh?
Yeah. In fact, here's what Melissa had to say when she walked in this morning.
Hello, doll.
Oh, shut up.
There she is, right there.
Hello, doll.
Anybody listening who with a Chicagoland classic no one knows about? You know, like Chicago history on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Put up a poster for Wolfie's Chicago and says, only true Chicagoans have been to Wolfie's, which makes me feel badly about myself. Mm-hmm. I feel terrible. Well, once again, Peterson in California?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Other can't-miss spots, Chicagoland classics. Elaine.
Willie's Weenie Wagon.
Ooh, what?
It sounds like I want to go there. Willie's Weenie Wagon. Where's the wagon? Where's the weenie?
It's in Midlothian.
Okay. In Midlothian.
Okay. Right.
Now, is it an actual, like, truck, or is it a standalone place?
It's a small standalone place. It was the best place to go after school. My high school was right down the street from it. We'd go there after. And Saturday afternoon, everyone would meet up after football games.
Is it anywhere near Midlow Golf Course? Because that's my I go there and then I work my way out.
It's closer to 57 and 159.
All right, okay. I got it. All right, Willie's Weenie Wagon on the list.
And it sounds like it's easy to get to.
Nicole, Chicagoland Classic, no one knows.
Lawrence's Fishery.
Find that where?
It's on Canal in, like, Chinatown?
Yeah.
I haven't been there either. Okay. I'm a terrible person.
No. Well, these are just good suggestions.
Lawrence's Fishery. Okay, I'm adding that to the list. Thank you, Nicole. Mm-hmm. Chris, throwing at Chicagoland Classic no one knows about.
Hi. I'm calling about Mr. Taco.
Mr. Taco,
where's
Melissa
that?
Melissa should know this one, right?
It's in Cicero. It's on Ogden and Austin. It's a dive place.
Yeah.
It's a dive place, but it is amazing.
Dives are the best.
I'm sorry?
Dives are the best.
Seriously, there's so much grease on the walls and stuff. But
who cares?
I'd love to get a taco and rub it on the wall first, just to make sure I got enough grease.
Oh, gross.
Don't forget to visit another Chicagoland classic, Adam.
It's called Fat Johnny's on 72nd and Western.
Anytime you go to a place with fat in the title, you're going to enjoy it.
I know.
You're going to enjoy it.
Kind of like Mister.
Right. Fat Johnny's. Once again, where?
72nd and Western. Anthony Bourdain's been there.
Oh, okay. Well, he's been there.
Anthony Bourdain.
I want to go there.
Hi there, Candy.
Hey.
You suggest?
Fat Johnny's is fantastic. He is right. Do not miss that place. But by me on 100th and Western is Jansen's. It's been there. It's older than me, and I'm 57.
Jansen's Red Hots, right?
Jansen's Red Hots,
yeah,
yes.
Baby.
Yeah.
Don't miss that joint.
Oh, you got to. Rub it on the walls there, too. And for crying out loud, make sure you check out what, Lena?
Oh, Snappy Dog.
Snappy
on Northwest,
Dog.
On Northwest Highway in Edison Park.
Yep.
I don't know if I'd say it was a classic yet because it hasn't been around long enough. It's maybe been there like 6 or 7 years. But in the neighborhood, it's definitely a classic, and I think it's going to stick around.
That's what you want. Like, you want a neighborhood classic. Mm-hmm. You know, a hang in the hood. Diane, can't miss what?
Eastern style pizza. They've got the best grinder toasted sandwiches. It's in Skokie on Toohey, just east of Western. We live out in the northwest suburbs now, and I still go down there, and my kids are hooked on it, and so are their friends.
You always got to, at some point, you know, in your week, in your month, in your year, get a grinder.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, a big sub.
Oh, okay.
A grinder.
Okay.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how's it going?
Can't miss spot, Chicagoland Classic.
So this is just down the street from Jansen's. It's called Milano's Pizza in Beverly area on Western as well.
We are hitting the neighborhood hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get Pat McGann, and we're going to hit all these spots. Pat's haunts this
That's
hood.
Cool. And do you notice everything good is next to Western?
I know, right there. Thank you for that. And finally, wrapping things up, it's a good one to wrap up with, a Chicagoland classic named what, Steve?
Eric, don't tell me you've never heard of boobies.
Boobies!
Boobies. What? Boobies?
Seriously?
Ew. Where is
it? North Milwaukee and Nile.
Oh, yeah. A lot of boobies.
I've seen it. Okay, wait, I want to know what they serve.
Burgers and barbecue.
Yeah.
A lot of bees.
Yeah. Chinese place. Chinese food. Boobies. What do you think a place called Boobies would serve?
I have no idea. Tacos?
Boobies. Grandma, Grandpa. A lot of seniors are emerging from the lockdown, the pandemic. They see the other side coming out and decide, you know what? Life is too short.
Yeah.
I'm inking up.
YOLO.
Right. Getting a big Corvette on the side of my neck.
Corvette.
Always wanted a Corvette, never could afford one, said your daddy. So he's like, so I'm going to get it on my neck.
Yep.
God, 312-233-1019. Seniors are celebrating the end of the lockdown with tattoos and piercings. Gail.
My mom got a tattoo on her 80th birthday.
Oh, God.
Woohoo! What was it?
Yeah.
It was a butterfly. My dad passed away about 6 years earlier, and she just decided she was going to do it, and she took the granddaughters and her daughters, and everyone got a tattoo.
Made it a family affair.
A family affair.
Uh-huh.
That's sweet.
Yeah. And once again, where did she get it?
She got it on her upper arm, and it was a small butterfly.
Okay. That's a sweet story. That's a very nice story. What if she came to you now and said, you know, that went so well and I'm so happy with it, I'm thinking about getting a Corvette on my neck?
That might be a little much.
Yeah. You gotta step
Slow
back,
down,
right?
Grandma.
Nobody wants the Corvette on the neck. Hey, Tricia.
Good morning.
Hi. Seniors are ending the lockdown with tattoos and piercings.
My mother got her first tattoo at 75.
Uh-huh. Hmm. What did she go with?
She went with a shamrock. She's very Irish.
Ah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay,
that's
proud
cool.
Irish lady. And where'd she get it?
On her wrist.
Lower back?
No.
Yeah,
a big
God,
ankle tattoo?
No, God, no.
How did you feel about it?
No. It was another family affair. It was her granddaughter, myself, and my mother.
Oh, okay.
Keeping the Irish alive in the family. That's great. Grandmas are getting tattoos and piercings, Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. So she didn't get a tattoo or piercing, but she bought an RV with her boyfriend last summer.
And she, first of all?
My grandma.
Your grandma. Okay.
So she bought an RV with her boyfriend, and then they traveled all around the country for a couple months. And when she came home for Thanksgiving, she was wearing leather pants and thigh-high red boots.
And she's like, I joined a motorcycle gang.
What? You
she
got
kind of did.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm now a Hell's Angel.
What? You better respect me.
when we hit the open road, we just felt the lifestyle. We felt it overtake us, and we embraced it.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Crazy.
Wow, man. Oh, man.
Did you like all those changes? What did you think?
It was unusual. We were all kind of like, you like, don't I look great? And we were like,
You look terrific for an 80-year-old woman in leather pants and red boots. Yeah. Hello, Sturgis.
Living life.
Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Hi there. How are you guys?
They say that seniors are ending the lockdown with tattoos and piercings.
About 4 years ago, my brother came into town for my mom's memorial service, and my brother, sister-in-law, and I all went out and got an eternity family tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
The day of the service, my dad disappears, and we're all worried about him. she went to the tattoo parlor that we had gone to and got the exact same tattoo and comes home with it.
Oh, look at that.
That's so cute.
Look at that.
That was sweet. Did he also get a nose ring?
No. But 70-some years old, never had a tattoo, and the first words out of his mouth was, "You guys didn't tell me this effing hurt so bad."
Yeah, that was my expression. Freaking hurts! Mixed Morning Mindbender, 312-233-1019. Women tend to feel worse about themselves, and men feel better after this. What is this, Mark?
Yes.
You say?
One-night stands.
One-night stands.
Oh,
no.
Good guess.
That was my guess, too.
Really?
No, that is
I was
not
convinced.
It.
Is it close?
That is not it. One-night stands. Although, yeah. Oh, do women feel worse after a one-night stand?
Oh, my God. You try to burn it out of your memory forever.
Says the woman who sounds like she's had a couple.
No, just one. Two.
Is it Nastasia? Nastasia?
Nastasia.
Nastasia. Ooh, women feel that. Worse about themselves, but men feel better after.
They fart.
Stop it! You're so good.
Oh, let's make that the right answer.
You know what? You just for having the guts to say that because it's true, you get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs.
Oh.
Give her one of those travel mugs, Swanee.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right. You feel better.
Yeah.
Who doesn't, right? God. Like after that,
whoa.
Melissa.
Oh, come
or
on.
That one, Violetta.
That one, you gotta run to the bathroom.
You'd feel better after
no,
that.
No, we do feel better.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Your stomach feels better.
Yes, you
better.
Do. And I know
so
I
bloated.
Do. All morning long in here, I feel better.
Ew.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Women tend to feel worse about themselves, but men feel better after what, Donna?
I'm thinking after the breakup sex.
That is exactly
after
right.
Breakup sex.
If you have breakup sex one last time, then we're going our separate ways. Men walk away going, all right, let's get this. I feel great.
Yeah.
Up next. Who's up next?
Oh, my God.
Women feel
next.
Worse about this.
Yeah, I would not like
yep.
that.
No.
See, I feel like halfway through even girls start regretting it. Like, you're like, I can't enjoy it anymore. It's about dead.
There's a lot of Violetta doing it during this conversation.
Yeah.
No, but.
She's really breaking up. Well, I did this twice, and about halfway through, I feel this.
You have any thoughts about farting?
Yeah, this is not.
No, girls don't fart.
Yeah, save this for your podcast. Two studies on how men and women differ in their approach to breakup sex, which they defined as sex with your ex 2 weeks or less after breaking up and how it makes them feel. About everything when it's said and done. They found women typically feel better about the relationship after breakup sex, while men feel better about themselves. Women do not feel better about themselves, but feel better about closure.
No, just the words.
Men are like, I don't need closure.
Yeah, right. Just you saved. You texted.
Call it whatever you want. That's fine by me. I don't care.
Just the words make me feel icky.
Yeah. Throw whatever title on it you want. I don't care.
I was doing some closing.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
It's right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
How
are
was
you?
That closing? See you around, sister.
Oh, my God. Text me another time. You're desperate and want to have some sex.
Yeah. I already feel great just doing this topic.
I feel bad about myself.
Oh, great. Time to start hitting on people. Here we go. Amazon shoppers claim that customer service reps are flirting with them online. Really? The unexpected time, you know, somebody flirted with you, made a little move.
Yeah.
Pushed the appropriate line. Look at this. hang on, Tammy, Cece, and Becky. Hang on. Maddie and Nicole might know the same person.
Really?
Watch this. Okay. Let's start with you, Maddie. The surprising time that you were hit on was when?
I'm a mental health professional, and we were hospitalizing one of my clients, and the ambulance driver who was getting her into the ambulance stopped everything he was doing and asked, "Hey, do you want to go out?
If you want to what? Oh, yeah, we lost
you
there.
Go out tonight?
Hey,
oh,
wow.
Yeah, don't mind this person.
Yeah. Very appropriate timing.
Yeah. How'd you handle
super appropriate.
That?
It was pouring rain, so I kind of was just like, oh.
So you blamed it on the weather?
The weather.
Yeah, I would, but yeah, it's raining.
Right.
Yeah, that person needs help.
Blame it on the rain.
It was CC that we are going to pair with Maddie. CC, does that sound familiar?
Mine was a little different. I was taken away in an ambulance on the way to the hospital, and the EMT working on me wanted my number.
Really?
Wow.
The EMT's like, I've never seen anybody bleed more sexy. crazy.
Well, can I ask what you were being taken away for?
Oh, for pneumonia. I actually ended up having pneumonia.
This is the sexiest chest cold I've ever encountered.
That's so flattering, though.
Sneeze right into my shirt, baby.
It is. Yeah.
She's like, I'm so flattered. I can't breathe right now. I would normally say yes, but I can't breathe.
Wow. Usually you don't look good, but she still must look good even with pneumonia.
Wow. That's a way to put a positive on a negative.
Yeah.
You look good, even with pneumonia.
Yeah.
Tammy.
Hi. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
I used to sell jewelry, high-end jewelry, and I've had clients while buying engagement rings flirt with me, but the biggest, I tried to ignore it, but I had a gentleman who had to get a wedding band, his wedding band size, and he handed it to me while making compliments on my big back tattoo and like really heavily flirting. It's like, no, thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, there's no better place to talk about love than over engagement rings and wedding rings.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's like the worst time.
Ah, the unexpected move made on you when literally the move was made, Becky.
Yeah, I was moving out of my house after I sold my house back in April, and one of the movers said, oh, so what do you like to do for fun? And, asking me, do you go to school? And, all kinds of stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm just trying to move out of my house.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, now that this move is done, you don't have to tip me, but I'll give you a tip.
Oh, gross. That's a bad line.
Gross. Oh, God.
Sad that.
Nicole, where did it happen?
I was a receptionist at an animal hospital. Mm-hmm. And this man came in to put his cat to sleep. And when I had him sign the form, he asked if I could write my number on the form.
Oh, my God.
Well, my house just got a little more empty and sad. I was hoping you could come by.
Yeah. Extra lonely.
Wow.
Sympathy card.
Wow.
It was very uncomfortable.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. That's when you just say, man, oh, man, I got to get out of here.
Right.
Freaks from Florida, they're freaks from Florida. Yeah. Freaks from Florida, hear about those freaks from Florida.
Duh. Here we go. Hollywood, Florida. Three Florida men wearing GPS ankle monitors while burglarizing dozens of homes.
Oh, guys. What?
It's not well thought out.
No, not at all.
I don't even understand.
The burglars committed crimes while already on pretrial release for previous crimes and wearing court-ordered GPS ankle monitors, which allow law enforcement to know where they are at all times.
Yeah.
Namely, in homes where they don't belong stealing things.
Right.
Holmes Beach, Florida. Florida woman looking for stolen mannequin wearing late husband's jacket. All Maggie Patel wants back is whoever stole her mannequin with her late husband's clothes on it. Give it back. So she has a mannequin with dressed as her husband, which is weird.
It is very weird.
And even more weird, somebody came in, probably with an ankle monitor on, and stole her mannequin with her husband's clothes.
Weird. Weirder. But it's hers. Give it back.
You don't get this in Missouri.
Totally
this
not.
This is Florida.
It's a whole nother level.
This is Florida. Monroe County, Florida. Florida attorney name drops The Rock and demands pizza after high-speed chase.
What?
Anybody at
all? Wait a minute, what do you mean
you guys
name drops? Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah, Rena Patel Sanders was speeding down US-1, allegedly cursed a deputy. She name dropped actors like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Owen Wilson, and Ryan Reynolds, saying she knew them. She allegedly said she fled from the deputy because she was scared. The story doesn't end there. Sanders then allegedly asked if she could return to her hotel where she was. When she was told she was going to jail on a litany of charges, she said no and insisted we all just go get pizza together.
What? Okay. She's kind of funny.
She's trying.
Well, she is. She's trying.
Martin County, Florida. Man in Hawaiian shirt arrested for swinging 5-foot tree branch at cars.
Whoa.
All right, that's kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Clearwater, Florida. Florida woman busted for peeing on her sleeping husband.
Ew.
Again.
What?
Don't see that in Missouri. All right, maybe in Missouri.
Right. I'd like to hear, like, did he call the cops on her then?
It says here, according to investigators, Heather Smith and her spouse, early yesterday got into a verbal altercation while on their cabin cruiser at sea.
Ah.
Around 1 a.m., the cops say the victim was sleeping when Smith opened the front porch hatch right above him, located in the roof, and decided to drop her pants and pee on him.
Oh, my God. What a sicko.
That is rude.
Yep.
It's a whole other kind of fighting,
yep,
you know?
Yep, it is. You know, it's something nice.
Yeah.
It's never too late. Florida couple gets married at 77 and 82 years old in Naples, Florida.
Oh, yeah. So sweet.
Bill Bauman proposed to Arlene Carney.
Did he get down on one knee?
He didn't propose in the traditional sense. I can't get down on one knee. I was getting there, said Carney. Just give me the chance. I'd have to call the fire department if I did that, he said.
Look at the sense of humor on this guy.
Get back up.
Yeah.
Comedy. Florida woman in Largo, Florida, attacks her father over flatulence.
Oh.
That's the story Whip's been looking for.
I've been waiting for this all week.
Nicole Dozis, who's 40, shares a bedroom with the 59-year-old victim. Around 2 a.m. on Sunday, Dozis became angry with her father due to his flatulence, and an argument ensued. Dozis then allegedly attacked her father and punched him in the face numerous times.
What?
Yep, guy farts too much.
People are so angry.
They really are. They really are, mostly
Why
in Florida.
Why is she in the same room with her dad?
Well, it's Florida. If you were in Florida, you and Bronco would be sharing a room, too.
Oh, no, we're not.
No, are you?
We barely sit on the couch next to each other.
Oh, but you would. Yes, you would. And finally, on Freaks from Florida, St. Lucie County, Florida, Florida driver crashes into police car because he was checking his teeth in the mirror. Oh, he hasn't done that.
Yeah.
21-year-old driver looking at his teeth in the mirror to ensure nothing was stuck in them before he had a big date.
Uh-oh.
After admiring his recent dental work, you might want to check his teeth because his Honda Accord slammed into the back of a St. Lucie County Sheriff's Deputy marked patrol vehicle.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yep. Checking his teeth in the car. All right, Whip has never been more excited.
This is very true.
Why are you such a big Super Nanny fan?
I don't know, because she's one of those people where you just see her in action on TV and say, A, I wish she was at my house right now to lay down some of these laws. And B, I would just like to know her because she seems like a fascinating person. And C, the British accent. You know, that always helps,
that
too.
That does help.
Yeah. When A being through in a C. How about that?
That's right.
Super Nanny Joe Frost is back on Lifetime Tuesday night, starting with two new Super Nanny episodes premiering back-to-back. First one, or both of them, I should say, September 1st. From 7 to 9 p.m. Central, and joins us now. Did you hear all that, Joe? A lot of love in the room for you right now.
I did. Hello. How are you all?
Hello.
How are you? Boy, these are crazy times to be a super nanny, aren't they?
They are. I'm extremely busy helping families navigate through the craziness of this year, to say the least. And, you know, there's a lot of hope in the fact that, you know, many families, God, they've done so well. Seriously, I hope every family that thought in, you know, February, March, oh, my God, how am I going to get through this? Mm-hmm. You know, I hope those families are just taking a moment every now and then to say, we're still here. We're doing it. We thought we couldn't, and we still are. But, you know, it's tough times. It's really tough times for many families.
What would you do if you walked in on my family? Because we've given up. We just quit.
You know exactly what I do. Yeah. Come in and place some order and get you guys motivated. And,
he would be in a timeout for sure.
Strong advice,
right?
You'd get the advice. But I'm really looking forward to every family getting watching the show. I mean, God, we really couldn't ask for anything better right now than the show on and being able to help families, you know, at this time.
Everybody's talking, Joe, that homeschooling is the thing that's causing them to pull their hair out. Is that something, when you go on the show and you see these families and you meet these families, you help them through that part of it?
Well, it was the shows that I have helped were pre-COVID.
Okay.
So homeschooling has its challenges if there is not a routine that certainly can support the home and work balance, that's for sure, for those that homeschool normally, you know. So that's probably been a less
transition for those families. But for those who would go to work, drop their kids off to school, you know, this is a whole nother layer. And I think really it's important for families to lower those expectations, because we can put a lot of pressure on ourselves and expect to meet a, you know, an A-plus grade every day. And I think it's important for families to lower that expectation, you know, and to recognize that we're only humans, we're not robots, we're going to do the best we can, we're going to pace our week, you know, create a flexible routine, reach out, you know, to friends if we're unsure about what our kids are supposed to be doing, or the teachers, because we don't understand it. Maybe we were taught differently and we haven't got a bloody clue. You know, the amount of families that have said to me, you know, I don't know how these kids are taught this. Yeah. We were taught differently, you know?
Yeah, it's so hard.
Yes, sir?
Yeah.
Well, Joe, I thought
it's not impossible.
I thought I noticed a theme on your show, and to me, maybe this is just my imagination, but it feels to me like a lot of the episodes I would watch when you had Return of Super Nanny, a lot of times the dads always feel like they're doing great, but then when you really analyze it, the dads are kind of like almost doing nothing, and then you have to sit them down and say, like, look, Dad, you're going to pull your weight, that kind of thing. Am I right on that, or is that my imagination?
No, you are right. I think that men are recognizing, you know, that women already went through this movement, you know, from bearing children and being at home to being in the workforce. And I think, you know, we're in this movement right now for men to redefine masculinity and what that means. And if you are not learning that, then you certainly have over the last several months in, you know, stepping up and, you know, not babysitting the kids, but taking care of the kids and raising them. And also recognizing the importance of your responsibilities together in getting those house chores and tasks done. Because if you're, you know, a family man that can recognize that that doesn't belong to a gender, but it's a task, and it's how you divvy those up and actually get the work done, then you'll be happier in your marriages as well, you know? So I think it's important.
Yeah. Bloody exhausting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's bloody exhausting.
It is certainly a lot of energy for everyone. But at the end of the day, it is worth it. You know, like that word that we use over and over again, it's tough. It bloody well is tough, but it is rewarding. And what I'm really hoping is that at the end of this year, that we can go into 2021 with you know, vaccinations, with the scientists there being able to give us more reassurance and guidance. But most importantly, that we worked out what was truly a priority for our own family and our kids, and move forward with new practices and rituals, in having deeper connections with our families.
Right.
Because
sure.
I certainly feel that it's been needed, you know.
Hey, very Joe, well. Can I ask you a quick question? I just have to know, like, what you've been doing this for so long, and I love watching you because you lay down the law, but yet with empathy. And what's, like, the craziest thing you've seen either a mom or dad not know how to do that you thought they should, or something that they were doing in the house, and you're like, your mind is blown because you can't believe you're seeing this with your own eyes?
I'm never complacent when I walk into a family's home, and each family have their own, you know, little nuances of what they feel is, you know, not right for them, that I'm like, hey, I'm trying to make them see something a different way to improve the circumstance. So there is nothing that's totally, like, off the charts. I know that in this season, I'm helping a father who is completely addicted and really detached from his own family because of video game and addiction. And I did have a few laughs at a father's expense who told me that he had a phobia to getting his hands in the sink doing the dishes.
So a phobia,
it's a condition. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, phobia. Sure. I think not. So, you know. You do hear them. You do hear the excuses.
We'll be on the lookout. The Super Nanny episodes premiere back-to-back once again on Lifetime on September 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. Before you go, Joe, seriously, Meghan Markle, what is she doing? What is she doing? She's a mess. Don't you think so?
Meghan Markle, I hope, is enjoying her new home with her beautiful son and her dogs and her new husband and enjoying
California lunch.
Yeah.
And busy doing our work.
Very diplomatically
yes,
said.
Very.
That's right.
Thank you, Joe. Have a great day.
Thank you.
See
Bye,
ya.
JoJo. Bye. Yeah.
Meghan Markle's a mess. Even Joe's like, I'm not touching out.
She could fix her. They should hire her.
I'm not getting anywhere near that. The Eric in the Morning podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.